Now we're just hours away from the opening ceremonies for the World Cup, and we want to turn now to takeaway correspondent Femi Okeh. Femi joins us from Madiba Restaurant in Fort Greene, which is in Brooklyn here in New York. South African restaurant is prepping for one of the biggest South African-themed World Cup kickoff parties in the city. Hi, Femi.
Good morning. I should say, how's it, Brew?
how's it, Bruno? Femi, everybody already knows that you've already done your victory dance for England even before the match, but we'll get to that. Madiba is a title of respect. It's actually Nelson Mandela's nickname in South Africa. What's the scene like over there at the restaurant?
It's a hive of activity. We're getting ready. I used to live in Johannesburg, so this feels like a home from home for me. You can actually hear a little bit of chopping there in the background as we're getting the salad ready. Carry on chopping. Don't let me stop you there. And then we have a big screen in the bar, a big screen in the dining room, which in about half an hour will be packed full of diners who've booked their place here. For it's like a little South Africa, and all over the rooms there's big pictures of Nelson Mandela. And Madiba, as she said, is a very respectful, affectionate name that South Africans use to call Nelson Mandela. So they really are getting ready. There are five regular staff here, three extra staff, and the manager is also here. He's Mark Hannigan. Mark.
Yeah, put him on.
Hi, thanks so much, Femi. And hi to Lynn and Todd over there.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Mark, record crowd, I assume, that you're expecting. Have you added an expansion onto Madiba there to get all the people in?
You know, we started in a small little room where we only had five tables, and then we broke through into the big part of the dining room. So we expected, we have about 120 reservations for breakfast so alone. So that's going to be, and that's not including the people coming and drinking and
what are you,
you know, all the local guys.
Mark, what are you
and
serving?
And everything What's else they're going to be
hanging out on the street. Yeah, we know
right, out the door, into the street, of course. Mark, what are you serving? What's the World Cup special?
Well, you know, we're doing a lot of South African street food. So we're doing like the bunny chow, and we're doing boerewors rolls, and we're doing also a bit of an infusion between South African and Mexican cuisine. So it's kind of South African Mex, we're calling it. And it's a cross-culture of cuisine. So we're doing bobotie burritos, which yep. Bobotie is a curried mince bake from South Africa, yep. And, you know, burritos. So
right.
We're doing boerewors tacos, and we're going to be doing Corona specials for the Mexican supporters, and we have some South African biltong. We have lots of biltong.
I'll be there in a minute.
It's a big day, Mark. Hey, congratulations. Put Femi back on, if you would.
Hey, there,
Femi. All right, Femi, I have just one thing for you. I want you to listen, please.
Okay, carry on.
That's the vuvuzela. Could you hear it?
I take your vuvuzela and I put you up one of mine.
Oh, Femi's got her vuvuzela. Femi Okeh over at Madiba Restaurant in Fort Greene in Brooklyn. They're getting ready for the World Cup in South Africa. Thanks, Fem. That is a classic South African song sung at soccer games. They call them football matches that's down at the bar Madiba Restaurant in Brooklyn here in New York. Takeaway correspondent Femi Okeh is there. Femi?
Hello there, Todd. Good morning, everybody. I defy you not to dance when you hear that Sotoloza song. It's going to be heard all of this morning when we start the first South African versus Mexico game. In about 35 minutes, now it's really buzzing down here in Madiba Restaurant in Brooklyn, New York.
Now, Femi, how many people are packed in there so far?
I would say just standing right next to me, about 2,000, but I'd be exaggerating slightly. We've gone up in about an hour to about 200 people, and they are bustling. They're watching the two big screens on either side of the bar and also the restaurant. They're bursting into South African song and dance and just eating all up all of the South African food. I would say, to be honest, more South Africans here than Mexicans, and if there are any Mexicans, they're keeping it very, very quiet.
Femi, who is the first person in there this morning?
In here, bright and early, looking like she could almost be working on the takeaway staff. Tiffany Knowles.
Yes, I was.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
I couldn't wait to get in the door.
So
I was burning with passion to see the South African team in action. I came, I woke up bright and early, and headed right over to Madiba. Yes, I did.
Woo! Are you South African, Tiffany?
I am not. I did my study abroad there in 2005, and I fell in love with the country. I'm totally enamored with South Africa. Bafana, Bafana, yo!
All right, so Femi, I have to assume quickly that by the start of the match, the people are going to be pouring out the door and into the street.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the inside part, which is sort of reserved, so people have got their seats in their places, the bar everybody's standing up in, and then out on the street, it's a beautiful sunny morning here in Brooklyn, New York, lots of tables and chairs, so the party is going out of the door and along the street, so it will end up being a street party as well. I think everybody's just rooting for South Africa, even if they're Mexican fans. I think they're just really, really proud that South Africa has the World Cup game.
Until tomorrow, Femi, until tomorrow when the U.S. faces off against England, and we all know who everybody's rooting for that match. Go USA. We'll see how it turns out. Oh, I got the best of Femi there because she's been getting the best of me. Femi has photos of Madiba, so you can check out the action and the excitement there. Those are on the takeaway.org. And we also have a special interview we're prepping for this weekend's game between the U.S. and England by talking to the goalkeeper in the 1950 match where who won? The United States. Listen in on our website at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.